And then there was wholeness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. And then there was wholeness. I work with people from all points of view, from all areas of life, and I seem to be in my hermitage where I live, and I seem to be away from the crowd. I seem to be away from all people. And yet I am surrounded by many beautiful people, not necessarily just the people that are evident here on campus, but by many beautiful people. And as I'm surrounded by many beautiful people, I give statements to these people that are a blessing to them if they wish to have them be a blessing to them. And if they don't wish it, then the statements are still given and not necessarily taken. I've been using a statement for the last few days, or actually longer than that, and I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. And as I give this statement, people listen to it and they say, oh yes, I'd like to say it this way, or I'd like to say it that way, or I want to leave these words out or include those words in. And I say to myself, how wonderful, how absolutely wonderful. If I give you a procedure and you do not choose to follow the procedure, then the results of the procedure cannot be yours as beautifully, penetratingly, and definitely as they could be. Many people would like to change their way of life. They'd like to change the experiences they'd have. They'd like to leave behind the illnesses that plague their body or their mind or their spirit. And in leaving behind these things, they want to change. They want to make a change. And it makes me think of how wonderful a city is. A city is crisscrossed with bus routes and with transit routes and with subway routes. And if you would like to go to one area of the city and you would like to go definitely there, and you live on the south side and on the north side is where you want to go, and so you think the shortest route would be the most expedient route for you to take. And the shortest route takes you straight through Madison Square Garden, right in the middle of New York City. And it goes quite quickly, and it goes quite nicely, but it's very busy. It's very busy because of the people who are all going downtown for whatever their activities may be. And I say to you, take this route and enjoy. And the route that I give you goes off to the west side of town, and then north, and then back again east. You sort of go around the central part of town. And as you take this route, it just buzzes right along, and it's not too crowded because it's going contrary to the main direction that many people want to go at any time of day. And you ride along in peace, and you do not have the hubbub of consciousness there that says, oh, I'm in a rush, I have to hurry, I have so many things I must do today, I have this concern with my boss, with my company, with my world. And you have more of a relaxed direction. Oh, it's true, your distance is a little longer, maybe even the time is a little longer, but neither time nor distance are of consequence when I talk to you and I say, take this route. I don't say, don't take that route. And I don't say why you shouldn't take that route, because if I tell you why you shouldn't take that route, then those reasons would be in your consciousness for that route, and every time you take that route for any reason, you would have those reasons more and more impacted upon your consciousness, and you would find yourself more and more impacted in the attitude, in the condition, in the circumstance, in the emotions of the route that I don't tell you not to take, but I tell you what route to take. And I say, please, and I don't even say please, I just say, this is the route I recommend. This is the route that I suggest. This is the route you must take. Well, now, I don't say, I recommend, I suggest, you must. I just say, you would like to experience wholeness in your life. You would like to experience wholeness in your life. Here is a way that could be beneficial to you. I don't suggest it, because you have to profoundly want it yourself for it to be beneficial to you. You have to forget the old route, which was with all of its burdens there, and yet not really beneficial to you, because every day that you took the old route, you're grinding your consciousness down, and you're building into your attitude, into your being, the negative vibrations that are not what you really want. I don't say, let's go to the beach so we can relax. I don't say, let's go into church so we can sit down in the quietness of the church in the middle of the city. I don't say all of those things. I merely say, go into the sanctuary within you and be at peace. Speak your word of truth about yourself and be at peace. Be peace in all that you do. Be love in all that you do. Now, I have said at times, I am spiritually illumined now. I am spiritually illumined being. I am a spiritually illumined being. I am a spiritually illumined being. Now, I am a spiritual illumined being. I have used many different phrases to express this concept. Well, I'm not really expressing this concept. What I am doing is taking my consciousness and building for it a beautiful, strong attitude which will carry it through all of the experiences that human life has to offer. When I say I like me, I'm not saying I don't like me any longer. I'm not saying my not liking myself in my past is now past, and I live now. I live now, and I say I like me, and I say I like me, not when I do this, that will happen. I just say, I like me. There is no thought whatsoever in my mind telling me why I should like myself or why I should not like myself. Any of those thoughts are not in my mind. In my mind is only one path. The path that circumvents the city and takes me around into the suburban areas and takes a little longer, but the relaxation and the peace that I experience while taking this circuitous path is so glorious and so wonderful that by the time I arrive where I want to be, I am mellow. I am peaceful. I listen to the music of my inner being. I turn off my iPod, my iPhone, and I turn off all of the MP3s, and I listen to the music within me. I listen to the talks within me. I don't listen to the talks of other people, because no matter how many talks I listen to that other people give, it is not a talk I am giving to myself at this now moment. I have given many talks, and I have sent them out on the internet, and people all over the world listen to them every day. Many listen to them many times. And all of these people who listen to these talks are finding uplifting attitudes in the talks. Well, the day that the people who listen to my talks listen and follow 100% what the talk has to say, simple, easy to follow ideas, but follow them beautifully, then the healing takes place in their body and their mind. How can a person who has a physical problem that really stands out and that can be seen and that can be felt and that can be known as something that's not desirable, how can a person who has such a condition have just a metaphysical, spiritual healing, a mental healing, a healing from the condition so definite, so magnificent, so complete, and not use drugs, not use surgery, not use any of these things? How can they have it? Well, just by simply living now. None of us really have been able to live now 100%. Because we all have memories of the past. We all have cameras. And the cameras always take pictures of the past. For the moment we take the picture, it's no longer the present. Well, what are we going to do? Not look at motion pictures? Not look at pictures of the past? Not look at these things? Well, if I were to be an really in-depth guru working with you, I would say, yes. Leave behind all your clothing. Leave behind all your memorabilia. Leave behind all your photographs. Leave behind all your medicines, all your pills, all your aspirins, all your alternative substances that are beneficial to you. Leave behind that. Live 100% now and be yourself and have fun. Now, anyone who 100% does that experiences instantaneous healing. But the healing does not leave in their mind that they're whole, because they do not remember that they ever were ill. They do not walk among people in society who remember that they had an illness. They do not live with their family anymore. They're not associating with their friends anymore, because the people they associate with, the family they had, knew of the condition they had and maintains that condition in their mentality for this person. Now, everyone would theoretically have to leave every person that they've ever known and start out fresh, new, with total amnesia, where no one knows their past, present, or future, and even they don't know it. But to do such a thing is completely unnatural for humanity, because to do such a thing means that we completely walk a new glorious path, perfect in every respect, whole in every respect. I have people in my world who I talk with them, and I say to them, be peace, be love, be unconditional love for everyone in your world. And then I say this to them, and they say, oh yes, 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 oh yes, 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 and they just bubble over with enthusiasm. And then a second later, a former condition comes into their life, and they see another person acting in a previously acting way that was not acceptable to them, and they immediately judge them again and say, oh, look what they're doing. They may not say it out loud, but their eyes say it, their emotions say it, their body says it, and they're tied in that old knot. They're tied in that old condition that says they are living in that limitation that they had before. They are not living in now. You say that they're living in the now because they see the other person doing that in now. No. If your now does not include illness, if your now does not include a world in which you judge anyone, pro or con, just unconditionally love yourself and all the world without judgment, without any feeling that you should tell another person how to improve their life or how to walk a better path. And should any of those thoughts come into your mind, then you are back where you were, and you have to start your journey over again. Should we ever look at another person and find a fault with them, we are within ourselves full of fault. Should we ever look at the world and find it less than magnificent, then we are less than magnificent. Should we ever look at our body and see an old healing or an old scar that the healing left, then we are back in the unhealed mode. Can anyone in the universe live now? Can anyone in the universe live without a past, without a present, without a future? Can anyone live by being so pure and so totally pure that they live now? I offer ways to consider this. One way, of course, completely getting rid of all your photographs. Another way, completely getting rid of all of your pictures, your cameras. Another way, completely getting rid of anything that is going to be past once it is done. Letting the memorabilia of your life be no longer in your world. And as I say this to anyone, as I say it in a non-unctuous way, in a way that you don't feel you have to do it, people just sort of say, oh, sure, and then they go on and do it the same way again. It reminds me so seriously of how I have said in the past, no more photographs, no more pictures around. And then pictures unearth themselves from the strangest places, piles of papers that we've had. Up come pictures. Our wallet, we haven't looked at an old wallet, and in that old wallet we have a dozen pictures. Pictures of who, what, when, where, and why. Of the past. The worst picture of all that any of us can ever experience is the picture we have in our mind. If I have a picture in my mind of my little son, and I always remember, that's my baby. No matter how old my son may grow, he will always be my baby. He will always be my baby. And you know he's not. You know he's not. He's married. He has children. He has a family. He has a world. He's left home. But when I think of him, I think of him at home as part of the family. I think of him there. You see, and when I do that, is in my world, he has not grown up. In my world, no matter how much I may praise his now activities, I always praise his now activities relative to what I think about him, as I have never allowed him to grow up or never allowed him to leave the apron strings. How true this is for all of us. We all say, I would be made whole. I would be made whole. I would live the spiritually illumined life. I would live the spiritually illumined life. I am ideal spiritually illumined being. What is an ideal spiritually illumined being? An ideal spiritually illumined being is one who has no past, no present, no future, that exists now, one that has no body, one that has no mind, one that is all right this minute. One that has no pills, no aspirins, one that has no surgery, one that has no need to be made whole by any way, one that only is whole and perfect right now. Can you live in such a condition in your body and your affairs? Can you live it even in the simplest thing of not judging another person? Can you be unconditional love? That is our nature. Can I be unconditional love? Can I look at every person and unconditionally love them, not because they have a need or not because they don't have a need, but just because I am unconditional love, I look at them and they are unconditional love. Can I look at my wife, my husband, my children, my grandchildren? Can I look at my world? Hard to get much closer than that world, isn't it? Can I look at my world, my family, and see it a reflection of me? Well, I do look at my world and see it a reflection of me, and my world is a reflection of me. And once I have my world a reflection of me, then it will have all the aches and pains that I have. If I have my world a reflection of me, and I have cleaned up my own attitude about myself, I live in my ideal state of consciousness, then my world is an ideal state of consciousness. My children, my wife, my husband, my world, people in my universe have no capacity to be ill, to be poor, to be sad in any way if I live in my original purity and integrity. If I live in my ideal state of consciousness, all in my world are my reflection. If I have any limitation in me, then my world is my limitation. If I want to look at people's illnesses and I call myself a healer, then I have problems. And I have a lot of people coming to me with healing that they do not want to have made whole, because they come to me because they know I will recognize that healing, that need for healing, and I will recognize the need for healing continuously in them. I would go to a guru, to a teacher, to a sharer who is illumined and who looks at me and says, Wow, what a beautiful person you are. What a magnificent specimen of divinity you are. Wow. And that person, you don't you know I have a problem? Don't you know I got this? No. You see, I don't even have a person coming into my life who says, don't you know I have a problem? Everyone who comes into my life says, I am so happy. I live in my fulfilled world. My life is just so joyous. I am fantastic. Yes, yes, yes. And you say, well, that's not what they say to me. Well, you're perhaps looking at them a little differently than I do. I look at them through my eyes of wholeness and purity, and there is no place in my world, in my life, in my experience, certainly not my eyes, for anything other than wholeness and purity. You may look at them through your own compassionate, loving human attitude, and you allow them to experience something that you think is not nice. I can't allow that. I can't allow anything in my world, especially starting with me, I can't allow anything in my world to be anything but whole and perfect. And you say, well, you've had experiences. That's true. That's true. But I don't remember that. Do you? Do you live in the past? I don't. No matter what I may be experiencing right now, if it may be something that I am perfecting and realizing with my ideal ideas, my ideal consciousness, and if I bring somebody into my world who sees the old me or who sees the limited me, I'm not helping myself. I can only live in purity and surround myself with people who live in purity and have people who themselves are living in purity and being purity. And the moment I ever allow myself not to do that, for whatever reason, then that's where I am. That's where I am. A little boy came into my world, and his parents told me that he had a lump on his hip. And the lump was terrible, a cancerous lump. And the doctors were so frightened of it, they felt that it was just doing this, that, and the other thing. And the parents brought the child into my awareness and said, can you work with this child? And I said, sure. And so they left. And the child stayed with me for a period of time. And I treated that child in his true beingness of wholeness and perfection. I treated that child in his true beingness of eating everything that was normal to eat. I treated that child that he had only wholeness about him. Not that he didn't have a problem, but that he had only wholeness about him. I treated that child in that attitude of mind. And when he left me and my family, when he left my world some week later, everything about him was as it was in my family, whole and perfect. Whatever appearance had been there before was no longer there because it was not recognized while he was visiting with me. When he went back to his family had gone on with their life, and they came to pick up their son, not thinking they're coming to pick up their son from a healing or operative situation, but rather they're coming to pick up their son from an outing, from a happy holiday time. And their son went home from his happy holiday time with a new attitude of mind. And as he went home with his new attitude of mind, his family had a new attitude of mind about him. Not one question ever arose about the condition that had taken him to visit me. Not one condition. And he lived on. Oh, he's a father and a grandfather now himself, and he is a remarkable person in many ways himself, and he has no memory of ever having had a problem. His world has no memory of his ever having had a problem, because all he does is to live in the absolute perfect now, which only includes an ideal original purity and integrity, an ideal body, an ideal mind, an ideal beingness. And he is his ideal, spiritually illumined being now. Are you ready for that? If you're ready for that, that means that you let the past go and you live now. Oh, my life is wonderful, isn't it? Know that as you listen to my talks and as you listen to me, unconditionally, whoever you may be, I love you. I love you. I love you.